New day,
new you.
Wake your ass.
Only
strong,
positive.
Monday through Friday.
Fucking gratitude. Be mindful.
You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth.
Hey, everybody. It was something like maybe 30 years ago. I was watching a damn TV and I saw a whole bunch of commotion going on in front of the Statue of Liberty. Woo! And being a New Yorker, oh man, love the Statue of Liberty. I love it, man. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This magician, David Copperfield, I don't know if you guys ever heard of him. Oh man, was standing by that statue and he was claiming to everyone that he was going to make Lady Liberty disappear. Now, this lady's been there forever. She's been there forever. She's been anchored in. She's there. It was a gift from, I think, France gave it to us. Woo! Lady Liberty. Now, I'm just thinking to myself, how the fuck is he going to make a damn big-ass monument disappear? Someone that's been there all these years just disappear. Well, 30 minutes in and a whole bunch of commercial breaks later, that motherfucker said abracadabra and made the damn Statue of Liberty vanish. Now, here's my question to you. Think about this, everybody. Was it really gone? Did he really make that damn lady disappear? Or did he manipulate our perception? When they come back from commercial, were we so bent on how the fuck is he going to do this? And our minds and our brains took us down that road. We were almost prepared not to see that lady there.
That was amazing. I remember that.
The buildup to it was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then it was gone. I mean, obviously it's a trick or he's the devil. Like, it's one or the other.
I think a little bit of both.
Maybe.
I think it's a little bit of both.
Maybe.
You got to have a little bit of both.
He still looks the same age, so.
Miles, he sold his soul to the devil.
Right.
Everybody knows that. All magicians sell a little bit. Now, some people sell their whole soul, and some people sell like little increments of their soul.
So the devil does half-off sales? I didn't know the devil offered.
Miles, it's always a half-off sale with these guys.
Yeah.
They actually, sell a portion of their soul to the devil.
Wow. I didn't realize they
have to in order to do these tricks to fool your ass. See?
Maybe they've done videos on YouTube. I imagine someone has like debunked it, but I'd rather stay mystified.
I'd rather stay mystified too. Now here's the thing. Now, she's been standing at Harbor for years holding up that damn heavy torch. Here's what I say. Now, imagine if you were looking at her and all of a sudden she switched hands. Miles, the lady got to be tired. She's got to be tired, Miles.
Holding that torch up.
Holding that torch in that fucking book. And she switched hands. Now, that's more realistic. Now, David Copperfield, you want to do a fucking trick. Instead of trying to make that whole lady disappear, that whole building, that whole lady that's been there for years, a gift from fucking France. You know what I mean? Instead of making her disappear, we know she's there. You're trying to trick our eyes.
Right.
Make her switch hands. That's a bigger trick to me.
Right.
Make her ass switch hands. Okay. Yeah, that's a bigger damn trip. That's a bigger trip, Miles.
Well, I mean, maybe Mr. Copperfield, if you're listening, J.B. has pitched what I imagine would be a very costly trick. And if you want to do it, do it.
Yeah, Miles.
Hey, let's start the show. I'm Miles, and thanks for joining us for a new day of May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smooth. Every day we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if J.B. can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. Today's quote comes from the calendar, Keep Calm and Carry On.
Man.
You ready for the quote? This one, another short one.
Oh, give it to me. Let me see how short it is. I'll be the judge of how short it is.
Every time I say that, you get so defensive. And
you said it's a short one. How you know it's a short one to me? It might be a long one to me, or it might be a shorter one than the previous short one.
Right. I'm not, don't read that much into it. I'm just kind of throwing it out there, I think. You ready?
Give it to me.
Don't assume a door is closed. Push on it. And that's by Marion Wright Edelman.
Ooh,
don't assume a door is closed. Push on it.
Okay. Don't assume a door is closed. Push on it. This is short, Miles. You're right.
See, all of that. We had a fight. It's like our first fight.
Yeah, it is, man.
I feel weird.
You know what? You know what? In between the break, we'll make up and we'll tackle this bitch.
Okay.
And I'll push on it. How about that?
We maybe even find another way to make up, but
maybe.
We'll be right back.
We'll figure it out.
Welcome back to May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. The quote we're looking at today is, don't assume a door is closed, push on it.
I'm already on this one.
Okay.
And not because it's short.
No.
But because it's precise in what it's saying.
Yeah.
Very precise. You know, sometimes people get confused, and sometimes I get confused, Miles, with the angle at which they come to us. And sometimes I got to over-elaborate because I feel like our audience doesn't get it. You know?
Yeah.
And you know what, Miles, we were just talking about this. Some people hear our show and they say, JB uses a lot of profanity. You know why? I'm trying to reach your ass. Ooh, wait. I'm trying to reach your ass. And sometimes people don't get it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to shake it into them.
Well, I don't even notice the profanity.
Yeah.
Much.
See. Anyway, Miles, this particular quote right here is talking about damn life.
Right.
Don't assume a door is closed. Push on it. Now, if you're going to take your time, take your journey, your route, your drive, all the things that give you momentum to get to a damn door, check that motherfucker, Miles. You already did the journey. You're trying to find this door. Try the door. And don't just read a sign that says closed or out to lunch. Someone could have left those signs up there by accident. You know what? The one sign you don't want to see is wet paint. Now, if you see wet paint on that door, don't push that door. You know what I'm saying, Miles?
Yeah.
That's the one thing. If it says wet paint, don't push on it.
You know, people see a wet paint sign, and then what's the first thing they want to do is touch the paint to see if it's wet.
Knock on the door. Is anyone in there? Turn that damn knob if you have to. You're already there. You got to see what's in there, what's behind that door.
Right.
You came there to find this door.
You clearly wanted to get to that door. You're there. At least knock on it is what you're saying.
At least knock on the door, man.
Okay.
And we use that metaphorically speaking, of course. I don't want you going to some hotel, trying every doorknob all the way down the hotel hallway. I don't want you to do it. It throws people off.
Yeah, I don't see where people would have made that jump that they should be going up and down the hall of a motel trying every door, but okay.
Well, if you don't give people clarity, they'll think their journey was to get to the hotel, and they're trying to find the person they're looking for.
Okay.
You know, if the lady is in there fooling around, Miles, do you try every door? Do you try every door?
You pound it, hey, Dolores, bum, 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 and then you go to the next, hey, Dolores.
Yeah, no.
She's not going to answer no matter what door. But
sometimes you just try the doorknob a little bit.
Right.
You know what I mean? But sometimes it's not about opening it. Sometimes it's about just jiggling that handle a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, just to let them know that you know what's up.
See? A little jiggle. So you're getting into this one quickly. Don't assume a door is closed.
Yeah.
Push on it.
Yeah.
So you got to don't assume a door is closed. You went to it and you're knocking on it. Now you're jiggling handles.
Miles, here we go. Now it says don't assume a door is closed. Push on it.
Right.
But also, don't forget to pull. Don't forget to pull, Miles. Some doors are push doors and some are pull doors. Now you want me to, we've seen these people do it all the time. Sometimes there's a sign right there that says push and the motherfucker still pull. Or of a sign that says pull and the motherfucker still push. The push is worse because you got to put you try to push it and you put your shoulder on the goddamn door.
Yeah.
See? Oh, that's the most embarrassing one.
You're pushing and then someone comes and just pulls it and you're like, oh, man. Me.
Oh. You got to laugh that shit off. Too late, motherfucker. That's some embarrassing shit, Miles. The quote should say push or pull on it. It shouldn't say push on it because it gives people the wrong impression. Now, people are going to read this and always push.
Right. Like you said,
always push the damn door.
Give people all the information they need. Like you said, don't go up and down the hall in a motel or hotel. And this quote should have said push or pull.
Damn right it should, Miles. See? Just know that doors, Miles, are entryways into possibilities. Now, some doors are automatic. As soon as you step there, that little sensor sees you there and opens the damn door for you. Look at that. Yeah, I got those doors at airports, too. Get your bag, You walk to that little door. Sometimes now we're at the point, Miles, now where we expect the shit to be open for us. We expect that automatic door to kick in.
Yeah.
When we reach in front of that door, we wait for it, and that door opens by itself. We expect it nowadays.
Yeah, you get to one of those places where you expect it, and it doesn't open. You just go, right? You're like frustrated. Like, why is this not an automatic door?
Why we do it all? Now we're so used to automatic doors that we judge the doors that don't have the automatic sensor on them.
Yeah.
God dang it, man. I don't understand. When that's part of your life, to be able to push or pull that door. Damn it, man. And sometimes you got to hold the damn door for somebody who can't get in. Sometimes you got to hold the door.
Yeah.
You've been in a situation where you got to hold the goddamn door?
Yeah. In the bathroom.
Fuck yeah, you got to hold the door sometimes.
You're in the bathroom and there's no lock and you're sitting there kind of balancing yourself and holding the door.
You need automatic doors in bathrooms, Miles. Either they got to do this, Miles. They got to either make all bathroom doors open out so you can put your elbow on it or your shoulder and just push your way out.
Yeah.
You know, do a little spin when you get in the hallway and keep moving.
Yeah.
See? But when they pull doors, man, Miles, I sit there and wait for somebody else to come in because I don't want to touch that door.
Right.
I don't want to touch it, Miles. You know, or I get a tissue and I grab a knob like I don't want to leave my fingerprints. Because fuck around, Miles. What if there is a test and they want to see who the fuck been in that bathroom?
Yeah.
And they find your filthy ass fingerprints on that doorknob.
You need to exit a bathroom like you're leaving a crime scene. Just.
Yeah.
But sometimes a bathroom is the scene of a crime. If you've really went to the bathroom, if you had like a bad stomach or something, that's a crime scene. So you want to leave, dust your fingerprints.
Dust your fingerprints, Miles. Or at least if they do find your fingerprints on that doorknob, at least let your fingerprints be the cleanest ones on that doorknob.
Yeah.
See, don't get locked in with the other filthy motherfuckers. Let your fingerprints stand out. See?
Okay.
Shit.
Gotcha. So I think you're going to deep dive into doors and the way doors open. And this goes back to the quote saying, don't assume that a door is closed. So now you're like, you can open them and they need to open and they need to open out and you need to not put your fingerprints on them. You've got a lot to say about doors. It should be automatic.
I see where the fuck you're going, Miles.
Thank you.
These doors we're talking about are just opportunities, you know? Earlier, I talked about walk through a hallway trying every fucking doorknob.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to find some fucking body.
Yeah.
But you want to try it because you want the person inside to say something.
Right.
And you recognize voices. If they say, hey, who the fuck is that? You know who the fuck that is. Or you know who the fuck is not. See, you want a reaction from the person who's on the other side of that door. Is it okay or is it not okay? Are you who I'm looking for or are you not who the fuck I'm looking for? Your reaction will make me have the fucking possibilities.
Right.
And if it is you, now I got the opportunity. See how I move, Miles?
Yeah. Hotel security also sees how you're moving, by the way.
I know, Miles, but the possibility creates the opportunity for me to kick that bitch in.
Right.
See?
It's another way to open the door, by the way. You're throwing out many ways to get inside of these doors. That okay, others Miles. Might have assumed were closed.
Mm-mm.
Well, this was a short quote, and I feel like there was no extra here. Like I think you've gone to the door of this quote and opened it right away. So I think we're pretty close. Don't assume a door is closed. Push on it. How would you end this? What's the final takeaway on it?
Mm-mm. Here's what it is. You should never assume anything. Like the saying goes, when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. That's what the fuck you do. The only thing is, you didn't make an ass out of me. You don't make an ass out of me. What I'm saying is this, Miles. You're the ass if you don't fully pursue a possibility that your ass set out to pursue in the first place. See? You didn't make an ass out of me. Make an ass out of you if your ass don't pursue the shit that you fucking want to get to. And sometimes that involves a door being in front of you. There's a locked door in front of you. And that's what I talked about earlier. Sometimes you got to kick that bitch down.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to jiggle. Sometimes you got to turn that little handle. Let somebody inside say, who the fuck is that? And a lady say, yeah, who the fuck is that? See? Now you say, hey, That's you, Diane? And you kick that bitch in. Kick that bitch in. See? You tried those doors because of the fucking possibilities, which led to the opportunities.
I'm curious, though. I'm just curious. Was that Diane?
You know what? I couldn't tell. Your head was under the cover, under the blanket.
So this is after you kicked the door down. You already
in the shower. The shower was fucking running. Okay. So I don't know.
So there's a lot going on.
I couldn't fucking tell. Sometimes you still kick that bitch in, Miles.
Yeah.
Because of the possibilities which lead to the opportunities. And, Miles, you still have the ability to say, my bad.
Well.
So you just got to hope that if that door is locked, there's someone behind that goddamn door who wants you to come the fuck in, who wants you to fucking come in, who wants you to stop the bullshit that's going on. And they are willing, Miles, to unlock that motherfucking door and let your goofy ass in, Miles.
You heard him, Diane. Hey, thanks for joining us on another episode of May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. I want to give a special thanks to Workman Publishing for letting us borrow from their calendar. Keep calm and carry on. Before you go, please leave us a comment. And while you're at it, a great rating on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 6-star rating if you can. And please continue to leave us your quotes. As always, we'll be selecting some to feature on our show. And be on the lookout for special celebrity guest episodes where JB invites some of his cool celebrity friends to come on here. You won't want to miss it. Once again, I'm Miles, and he's...
JB Smoove. See that, Miles? I added the 3 taps. You know, I tried 4, and I tried 1, and I tried 2, but I think it's 3.
3 is kind of usually the decided upon number. Isn't that right, Elaboration Nation? Did that catch on yet?
Oh, everybody's going to be saying it.
Yeah.
This has been a Team Coco production.